You know,
I was working there, and for some reason, the song, I used to listen to the Green Day stuff a long time ago. What, 15 years ago or something? But anyway, however long. I used to listen to the Green Day lyrics, I mean song, the music, and I said, okay, let me pull up the lyrics, because it's probably different than what I remember. Probably different than what I remember, so I pulled up the lyrics. Thought I ran into you down on the street, then it turned out to only be a dream. I made a point to burn all those photographs. She went away, and then I took a different path. See, when you don't quantum connect, you're gonna take a different path. I remember the face, but I can't recall the name. You forget their face, you forget their name, you forget it all. If enough time goes by. Now I wonder how what's-her-name has been. Seems that she disappeared without a trace. Did she ever marry old what's-his-face? I made a point to burn all the photographs. She went away and then I took a different path. I remember the face, but I can't recall the name. Now I wonder how what's-her-name has been. Remember whatever. It seems like forever ago. Remember whatever. It seems like forever ago. The regrets are useless in my mind. It seems whatever, the regrets are useless in my mind. Seems like forever she's in my head, I must confess. The regrets are useless in my mind. Seems like forever ago she's in my head. So long ago, and in the darkest night, in my memory, if my memory serves me right, I'll never turn back time, forgetting you, but not the time. So what you're going to do is, yeah, you're going to forget the time. You're going to forget everything. And that's why, you know, when you have a person that's like playing games, they'll try to get you all tied up into their world, right? But they don't care about your world. They'll never ask about your world. They just talk about their world. So they want your mind preoccupied. So she'll tell you about her stuff and her struggles and all this. And you're like, oh, she's opening up. We got a connection. But she's doing that to everybody. She ain't doing it just to you. She's doing it to everybody. So then she goes away. And 2 or 3 months, you forget about her. And then she comes back. And then she does it again. And then she goes away. And then she comes back. And then she does it again. She don't want you to forget her. Now, what is the Matrix doing? So the Matrix... So you're going to change every 2 or 3 months, right? And they know that you're going to leave them behind. Because if they are in the stagnation repeat and you're not, you're going to be different. They don't want you to find somebody else because they know you had a connection. They'll even say stuff. I've had people say this. Well, you'll never find anybody. Try to throw that curse on you. Well, maybe you don't know me. Maybe you haven't really experienced somebody who can see through your baloney, your BS. And call, you know, if I call you out on it, it's because I'm hoping you're going to change. And if you don't, I'm walking away. Goodbye. Adios. You give people time and space. Nobody's perfect. Don't get me wrong. But I remember listening to that song a lot. I never really listened to the lyrics, but if you look at the lyrics, if you quantum connect with somebody and you stay connected to them daily, weekly, whatever, you're going to grow together. And it usually has to be daily, because even if there's a separation, you know, especially if it's a marriage, especially if there's a separation, it's done. You might restore it, but it usually... Because they're growing their way, you're growing your way. If you're not growing together, you're growing apart. There's no in between, right? Oh, what's her name? Whatever happened to what's her name? Somebody asked you, what's her name? Have you talked to her? No. Well, who are you talking about? I don't know. I can't remember her name. Me either. Don't really matter. Probably wasn't real anyway. Probably a fake name. She didn't hang out. She wasn't in my vision. She wasn't on point with me, so she had somebody else's vision. You go through it enough and you realize, oh, what's her name is a fractal. You start to see the patterns of the ones, if they abandon ship, as soon as she abandoned ship, as soon as you catch your line, as soon as you catch her playing games, she's a what's her name. Even though you still remember her name, you know eventually you won't anymore. Now, if the two of you keep coming back together, either both of you are addicted to each other or something, or you're really in love. And there's, or as a calling or something, you're supposed to be together or something. I'm not a relationship counselor at all, but I know these lyrics on these, on this music is not a joke. You're going to grow in different paths. If somebody goes away for a year, you definitely are not the same person. Most people stay the same every 2 months, but not me. I change. I intentionally get in the Word, get in meditation, cut off the noise, cut off the music, because I want to grow till the day I die. I don't want to be stagnated. This stuff in the natural is so boring. Everything is cut, turn, union, and flow. And I'm over there working on the walkway. I cut it with a saw. I turn something. I take a hammer and nail it together. Union, flow. What's the flow? I can. When you take the hammer and you hit the nail on the head, it flows into the walkway, or you walk on the walkway, whatever you built. There's flow in the cut, turn, union, flow. Everything to me is cut, turn, union, flow. Conversation, thoughts, everything is cut, turn, union, flow. So, oh, what's her name? You might think, oh, she's my soulmate. She's the love of my life. I don't live without her. But when she abandons ship, she becomes, oh, what's her name? It's sad. It's sad because she's going to change. You're going to change. You're apart. If you're not quantum connected, you're going to change. That's why these online romance things are BS. If you're not talking every day, if you're not on the same page, if you're not growing together, if you don't have a vision, if you're not working towards a vision, you're catfishing yourself. The other person can't catfish you. You do it to yourself. Maybe you were, maybe you learned something out of it. So you reframe the narrative. So you, okay. So when Moses died, they mourned for 30 days, but they had to reframe the narrative. So they were going to go enter into the promised land. So Moses had to die and Joshua took over. I was trying to think. I said the wrong name about the coat of many colors. What was that guy's name? I'm pretty sure it started with a J. It wasn't Joshua, though. It was the 12 sons. I can't remember his name. But they had to mourn for 30 days. But you start a new life. You enter into the promised land. You've already... Okay, you learned the lesson, right? That person, I promise you, will be... Oh, what's her name? If it's a woman, it'll be, oh, what's his name? If you see him 10 years later, he's different. You're different. He's different. If you leave a job and you go, let's say you quit a job and you go back a year later, it's going to be different. Different people, different vision, everything. They might look the same, but the inside should have changed. If you're stagnated, if you're still the same person after 10 years, I'm sorry. Something wrong with you. You're just an adult baby. You're not growing. Hate to be frank. Hate to be so frank with you, but somebody needs to kick you in the behind. I've seen that happen. You go talk to somebody you hadn't seen in a long time, and they're still the same. Same jokes, same. It's still the same. And you're like, not only have you stagnated, you become a midget, a spiritual midget. A spiritual midget, an emotional midget. You're not self-aware. You're not aware of your own thoughts. You're not aware of your own words. You can't remember what you said yesterday. When I used to listen to that Green Day, there was one disc that I'd put in a CD player on my way to work every day. I mean, I had that. That's all I listened to for 6 months one time. And I wasn't aware of my thoughts on the inside. I was just going here, going here, going here, going here, doing this, doing this, doing this, doing this. I don't know how long ago it was. I promise you, you're being controlled by MK Ultra Mind Control through the music, through the TV, through it all, you know. I promise you.